Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino here with the latest exit interview, and it's a very bittersweet morning here on robhasawebsite.com because we are about to say goodbye to one of the people that brought us so much entertainment over the course of this year. The game was afoot, and unfortunately the exit interview is afoot this morning as we will check in with Tarzan and go over everything from Survivor One World with Tarzan in just a bit. Don't forget, this upcoming Sunday is the Survivor finale, and Nicole and I will be doing our live reunion recap after the show ends on the East Coast. But also Sunday is Mother's Day, so don't be the kid that sucks. Make sure you don't forget about Mom, and make sure you get Mom some flowers. And the best way to do that is through 1-800-FLOWERS, and if you use the link robhasawebsite.com/flowers, you could save 30% on Mother's Day flowers for the next 2 days. Also, if you use the link in the sidebar on Rob Has a Website, that'll take you to the same place. So save some money on flowers for Mom. You got to send them anyway, so you might as well save some money. So what do you say we get into this with Tarzan? I see that he's ready to go. So Tarzan, are you there?
Rob, hey. I'm a big fan of yours.
Sir, it is a pleasure and an honor to be speaking with you this morning.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be speaking to you. I feel unworthy.
Yeah. Well, Tarzan, enough about me. This is all about you. I'm tempted not even to ask you any questions and just turn the floor over to you for 15 minutes.
Well, I wouldn't know how to lay the tile.
All right. Well, Tarzan, I've had a quantum entanglement with you all season. So let me start off by asking you this question. How much of what we saw on the show of you putting underwear on your head, all of your quote-unquote rantics, how much of this was strategy and how much of this was us just seeing a little bit into your personality?
Well, you know, strategy is partly personality. And I knew that, you know, my background is I'm a board-certified general surgeon, plastic surgeon, 30 years in practice, and I understand that people don't realize that half the doctors that become doctors are actually from untoward early life circumstances like myself, and they think they're all privileged and, you know, have it made. So I'm not the typical surgeon. I mean, you know, I do like to joke around and have fun, but if I sensed, the tribe was taking me a bit more seriously than they ought to, which, as you know, Rob, being, having played this game is not a good thing if you want to survive, then I would, try to bring some levity into the situation, some humor, to express to them that I don't take myself too seriously, and which would, you know, help bring some laughter. And unfortunately, you know, something like that's going to bother the girls more than it will a guy. I did better with the guys when I joked around, but my practice was 98% female, so I'm not going to say that I don't understand women. I do, and I love women in the sense that I want to help them. I want them to be the best they can be. That's why I became a plastic surgeon. I want them to succeed and be successful. And so I think that's the only reason I was the last man standing, actually.
Yeah, you were. Look at you. Yeah. Out of all those guys, you know, all of those roosters and all of those macho guys in the beginning of the game, who knew you were going to be the last one standing? But Mike,
I knew that we needed a coterie of five. And we had developed four. Everybody hated Colton in the beginning. And I knew that... Actually, since Colton was sort of epicene, he was kind of male-female, but mostly female, that he could run reconnaissance on the female tribe to help us win, the boys. And it had been set up men against women, so I took that to heart. And, of course, I didn't want to ingratiate myself to the females out of respect for my wife. I didn't want her to see any of that. I didn't want to participate in any of that. So in the beginning, if you did not notice, I was hardly around the girls whatsoever, but concentrated on collating the guys, making a coterie, and took Colton in. And see, the one thing that my ego's a little bruised is that I tried to stay subliminal in the light of the game so that people would not recognize me as a plotter. And basically, it was not Colton running the game. It was actually me running the game, letting him take credit for it, which is a 20-year-old sort of histrionic male. He was more than happy to.
Yeah.
My feelings were hurt when he denigrated me at the end of the thing, claiming it was him, not giving me credit for actually saving him. So that did hurt my feelings. And you know what? He was a bright guy. I wasn't kidding when I said he was smart. He was smart. He was smart enough to understand that if he followed the ideas that I had for him, he could possibly make it all the way down toward the end. And I would protect him if he stayed with the guys, which, if you'll note, at least as long as he was there, he did stay with us. He helped vote off Monica. Now, whether he was smart enough to stick with the plan, I do not know, because he left too early.
We'll never know. Those microbes, you said that there was nothing to worry about. For Colton, there certainly was.
Well, not really. I didn't get to examine him. I wasn't allowed. I am a surgeon, well-trained surgeon, in trauma and everything. I didn't get to examine him, but the probability, when they say bacterial enteritis, hell, that could be associated simply with dehydration. Mm-hmm. And he was certainly dehydrated. And the most probable differential diagnosis, if I'd been able to, you know, I examined Sabrina at one point in the game. It wasn't shown on TV. But I examined her, and my examination revealed that the probability she had cecal or splenic gas, which is just, you know, gas in some part of the big colon. And what she needed to do was drink water and basically fart and poop. And I took care of her for about an hour. And by the time I was done, she was over it. She knew to drink water. And at one point in the game, which was not shown during the effigy segment, she she said I saved her life. But, you know, it wasn't on TV, but she actually said that. And also helped Kat at one point, dressing for a little toe spring that she had been put on too tight. Mm-hmm. And during the middle of the night, she was crying in dire agony. And at that point, they knew I was a doctor. So they asked me to examine her, and I examined her and discovered that she had something, she was heading towards something called ischemic necrosis, because the thing was so tight mm-hmm. that her toe wasn't breathing. And I just unwrapped it, and then, you know, the pain went away. So bacterial enteritis, you know, 50% of your poop is bacteria. Bacterial enteritis, there's probably a proliferation of bacteria if you're dehydrated and you're not pooping. And we all had something called sibilitic poop, which is dried up poop from not pooping.
Tarzan, if I
from
may,
not drinking.
Let's not get too far down the poop road.
Okay, I'm sorry. I get a little discursive if you start off something medical.
I apologize. Let's not go down that path anymore.
Okay.
It was dirt, as far as anybody's concerned, right?
Here in my defense, I had not pooped yet. And in my defense, you know, Sabrina had the same streak on her bikini, but notice I didn't mention it. And Sabrina supported Chelsea, who had been tagging me and harassing me and denigrating me the whole show. So I was getting a little aggravated with Chelsea anyway.
Yeah. Well, let me ask about the strategy. Back to your voting. At what point did you officially start working with the women after the merge?
When we merged, we had a coterie of five. I discovered the coterie had been dissolved by the youth of the males, mm-hmm. and that some of them actually thought that the females were going to protect them and be part of their new arrangement. And Troy Zan was actually, you know, if this were a chess game, he would have been the queen in the chess game from the standpoint of power figure. And between the two of us, we would have been very powerful. But I discovered Troy Zan wasn't really on board anymore. I tried to bring back the coterie. I even tried, at that point, there were only 12, so I needed at least six. And you know what? If we'd gotten six boys, Alicia would have converted to us. That was our plot. But I went to Alicia, and I said, if I can get the guys to join up again, will you come with us? Will you vote against the girls? And she would have. If I can't get them to come together again, I'm going to join you. So when I discovered that I'd lost my queen, and if you play chess, you know that, you know, if you lose your queen in a chess game in the early parts of it, the probability is you're going to lose the game. Then it's just a matter of trying to lose as few pawns as you possibly can. So at that point, I ingratiated myself with the girls. I'd been betrayed. I mean, until that point, I had not been really betrayed by the boys, but in a sense, I was betrayed. It was no longer boys against girls, and that was ridiculous. If we just kept it up, it would have ended with all boys at the end. But they didn't see it. And so I ingratiated myself with the girls, and what was my promise? I'll help you get rid of the boys. I mean, that's what was left. If I was going to have any chance at all of lasting long enough for my wife to make it to the island, and I so desperately wanted her to set foot on the island so we could be together for a moment, that I felt the most, when I did the math on it, that was the best way to give us a chance to be together before the game was over.
Now, who was your liaison with the women? Was it Alicia or was it Kim? Yes.
It was Alicia. Yeah. I knew Kim and Chelsea, if you wanted to use the metaphor of a, you know, I bring in physics every so often, but of an atom, Kim and Chelsea were tied at the hip. I knew that from the beginning. In fact, I knew what their coterie was from the beginning. And, you know, I modestly say I understand women. So in my mind, the hugest mistake was for the guys not to see that. And I knew Sabrina was one of the inner electrons, and I knew Alicia and Christina were at the edge of the atom, and they didn't know that, but I knew it. And I thought that, you know, the best allegiance I could finally derive would be first through Alicia. Remember, I hadn't ingratiated myself with the women for like 15 days, and on purpose, out of respect for my wife. And so then it was Alicia, and then possibly Christina, and then maybe Sabrina, although not likely. And so I knew, you know, if you kind of listen closely to what parts were actually revealed in 42 minutes, you can sense that I kind of know where this thing's going. Mm-hmm. Now, Kim, and surprising to me, Kim wasn't the plotter that I thought she was. I mean, I see her a little mercurial with regard to really knowing who she should join, which I didn't suspect at all. I thought she was solid. She definitely decided to keep the tie with Chelsea. And you, having played this game, realize that that's probably a smart thing to do. I wish Tarzan had done that with me.
Yeah. So it seems like Tarzan, the last couple of weeks, you're the only one on this show who's making any sense, at least as far as what Kim is doing. I mean, you were trying to, you realize that Kim was a threat. You know, you're telling everybody that Kim is the one to watch out for, and nobody's believing you. Kim's telling Alicia that you're the mastermind, trying to get her out.
Well, the reality, if I may say so modestly, I have no trouble taking credit for being a mastermind with regard to my survival, except that, unlike most of the players, I really honestly meant I do not need to be one of the last three. But I will help people that I befriended try to make it to the last three. And unfortunately, even after all those days that I had been faithful, done everything that I said I would do with Alicia, she even called me her father. She is influenced by the azure-eyed Kim, who might be one of the ancestors of Quanta, a great Indian chief back in the 19th century who kept the cavalry at bay for like 15 or 20 years. She's the great-great-great-granddaughter of that. And she does have a purity, an angelic quality with her eyes and face, and a ability to force an appetence towards another individual with regard to her, and Alicia fell for it. And that was, you know, gosh, if she hadn't fallen for that, things may have been completely different for me.
Yeah, and for her, too. I think she made a bad move.
But she did make a bad move. I will agree with you.
Yeah. Now, I saw on the episode last night, as you gave a very touching speech, I thought you were one of the best sports in the history of the game after being voted out.
Thank you.
And then, what is this? Is Michael giving you the finger? What's that about?
Well, I forgive Mike, but everybody, see, the problem with Mike is he kept saying he wasn't a liar, but everybody knew he was. And that's the irony of the whole thing about Mike. But here's the thing. I told the girls, see, they were beginning to worry that there were so many guys on the jury that if I made it, they would vote for me. And I said, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell them, which was the truth, that I helped get rid of them, because then they're going to be mad at me because I did help get rid of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the guy that knocked out Troy Zan during one of the challenges. I helped get rid of those guys. I helped plot against those guys as I promised they would once I was betrayed by them. And they didn't know that, though. They just thought it was all Kim. So I told the girls, if you're afraid the guys are going to vote for me if I make it that far, here's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to tell them that I was part of this, getting rid of them, and I'm going to tell them I'm a millionaire. People hate millionaires. And so I don't want you girls to fear that I might get voted for even if I make it. And so I did those things, and that's part of the tribal council thing. I mean, you saw me admitting things that I shouldn't admit if I want to keep going. But I had promised the girls I wasn't going to try to make it to the top three. All I wanted to do was help secretively, subliminally, the girls I like make it to the top three. That's all I cared about. I wouldn't have mind. No, God knows I wouldn't have mind to make it to five or four. And if I made it to the top three, they wouldn't have voted for me anyway. They knew I was a plastic surgeon. And people just think, you know, that you're privileged and you don't need it. And I don't think they would have voted for me even if I made it to the top three. So the best I could do, the most honorable thing I could do, I thought, was to help three other girls make it to the top three. And that's what I intended to do. But unfortunately, there's too much inequity going on during this process.
Tarzan, at any point in the game, does anybody ever say, hey, we got to get Kim out of the game? Is anybody trying to knock her off?
Yeah, but you have to touch, you know, you would know of anybody. You have to touch lightly when there's such an allegiance going on. Because the very person that mentions that, if there's a tight allegiance, is the one that goes. Mm-hmm. If there's a tight allegiance.
Yeah.
And so you had to be very, very careful of that. Although, you know, we almost swayed Kim toward the end to join us. I know you don't have time for it, so I won't do it, but I've written a six stanza poem that actually is a synopsis of the essence of Survivor. And maybe I'll get a chance at some point to read that to somebody.
I would love very much if you would come back and read that entire poem to us, or at the very, very least, let us publish it for you on Rob Has a Website. Tarzan, whatever you ever need in the future, let us be your platform for anything you want to get out there.
I'm an old guy. I don't have a clue how to do that. What you just said.
Yes, and we will get you on Twitter. We will get all of your.
I don't even do Twitter.
Yeah, we need that. I want to help you. We'll get you out there.
Tarzan, I'll take your help.
Yes, and Tarzan, has the plastic surgery business. Have you seen an increase in people wanting to come in after seeing you on the show?
Well, I had a prolific practice, but I unbeknownst to, I guess it's not common knowledge, but I developed cancer 9 years ago, and I was told at MD Anderson I was going to die in 6 months. Out of respect for my wife, I didn't want her to be blindsided by investors and things like that. That's what happens when a doctor dies and if their practice is prolific. So I thought I better close my practice in order to protect her from that sort of thing, even though I didn't want to. I mean, I wanted to be a plastic surgeon since I was 17, a doctor since I was 7, and, you know, giving it up basically was for her because she is my soulmate. And I gave it up, and guess what? There's a guy named Dr. DeAndrea who's a – should I mention that? Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
He's an oncologic radiologist a guy that, you know, treats cancer with radiation. And although I had been given a poor prognosis, he came along and he saved me in a sense. He said, no, that's not it. I'll give you radiation. You'll probably be fine. And by the way, I was referred to him by Dr. Blumenthal, who noticed I wasn't in an operating room and we'd developed a friendship. And he said, why aren't you here? And I said, well, because I have this diagnosis. I'm going to die. And he said, well, wait a minute. I want to introduce you to this other guy. And he introduced me to Dr. DeAndre. And here I am alive 9 years later. Now, regretfully, to answer your question and not be discursive again, I've had people see me on TV. I mean, I have a patient contact me or meet me in the mall or something almost once a week. So, you know, it's not over. I've kept all my credentials, but I'm not in practice at the moment. And by the way, God knows, a doctor in practice, which takes 90 hours a week, would never be able to go on this show. And, you know, what would my patients think if they saw me? You know, people have an idea of how you should behave as a surgeon. And I put on that mantle every time I walk into a hospital. You know, I behave as a doctor is expected to behave in that setting, of course. But this was a fun adventure thing, and that's, you know, so to answer your question, be a little more succinct in my answer, is I may go back, but I certainly didn't do it to promote my practice. I mean, that had nothing to do with it.
Nobody thinks that was the case. Tarzan, good luck at the reunion show this weekend. I expect you to get many questions, and I am looking forward to hearing you Sunday night, and it should be a ton of fun.
Yeah, and just one thing. I want you to know, I am cancer-free, so I beat that one.
Yes, and we are all the people who are lucky because of that, because we loved watching you this season, Tarzan.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. All the best, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Greg Tarzan Smith. I didn't get to call him Scaramouche. Maybe sometime in the future, and we'll hope to bring you Tarzan's poem, the six stanza poem about Tarzan's entire experience. Really interesting to hear a little bit of Tarzan that we didn't get to hear on the show. So with that in the book, and we're going to go and get out the dictionary and try to figure out a couple of those Tarzanisms that were, I never even heard of a coterie? That's a slang for an alliance. I got to start working that into my repertoire. Anyway, so big Survivor Day still to come. We are going to break down everything that happened on last night's show, including the March to Sunday night's finale. And don't forget, Sunday night, we are going to be live at 11:15 Eastern Standard Time. Nicole and I will bring you our live post-game Survivor recap / finale / reunion show. And that's going to be 11:15. Go to robhasawebsite.com Sunday night right after the show ends. And I'll be back later today with the one and only Julie Berry to talk about everything Survivor. She knows a thing or two about a Survivor season where the women have all the numbers after the merge, although her season turned out a little differently than this one is going to. But we will talk to Julie, and should be a lot of fun. And then, of course, don't forget Mom on Mother's Day. RobHasAWebsite.com/flowers. Save 30% on Mother's Day flowers through 1-800-flowers.com. So until next time, everybody, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.